Morning, it's Mike on. I'll get it correct this morning, eventually. The 11th of July. And I'd like to continue my observations on our Vegas, Las Vegas vacation 2012. And following yesterday's on the weather, I thought the next possibly the relevant thing before I get to the hotel and the things I found living, as it were, and enjoying Las Vegas and the other places is the people. Now, I alluded to the fact that airport officials in America, probably because of their training, probably in their real life, their ordinary life, they're different people, but they are so hard-faced and strict. It's actually not a nice experience. But the people that you come across, either in your hotel or on the strip, as they call it, or if you went to eat, drink, do whatever you want, are in general great people, and I mean very, very great people. They are so nice, especially the ordinary people, if you like, that we came across, and possibly that other people would not come across if they didn't venture out with the strip. Because within the strip, you are in the confines of people providing a service, and their training in that particular service, whether it's waitressing or bar stewarding, excuse me, that didn't sound very nice. I'll rephrase that. People working in bars. Well, I'm glad that made me chuckle. Take the thoughts away of my painful back. Or whatever service they're providing, but they are still very pleasant, to be honest with you. I mean, you could go into a place, we frequented a place in a little eating place within New York, and you would go and place your order, you would go along with your order, slide along the counter to your drinks, just cold drinks, and then you would slide that round to the lady or the gentleman on the till. And no matter who you encounter during that experience, they would be so polite, so nice. It was actually kind of unbelievable. Now, you could say they're doing it to get tips or that, but yeah, maybe so, but in a lot of the circumstances, I don't believe that, because the guy who's making up your lovely big sandwich or hot dog or whatever, he's not going to get a tip directly. He may share the tips at the end of the day. But then you go along for your soda, your soft drink, and they're just exactly the same. They're so nice and so polite. And the lady at the till was exactly the same. And they may only get 50 cents tip, or maybe, I noticed a lot of people not even putting any tips in whatsoever. But they're still so nice, and it didn't matter where you went. Everybody was so pleasant. It was, you know, what an experience, I'm trying to say. Compared to our country, and in general, in our country, we get terrible service. We get perfunctory looks from people if we ask them to just do something a little bit extra, or maybe not even extra, just, you know, doing what they should be doing. Not attending to you, not being pleasant, smiling when they greet you or when they serve you or whatever. And over there, in my limited experience of the United States of America, which has been 2 years in Las Vegas, basically, it's just fantastic to have this. I mean, we talked about this as a group of four. We discussed as many as a time amongst ourselves how it was also making the holiday, along with the weather, along with the experience, that the people made it. It doesn't matter, really, if some of them are doing it in a direct manner to get a tip. I mean, you don't tip in the hotel. You know, you don't tip at the bar in the hotel when you go every time for a drink and that. So, but they're still so damn pleasant. And the whole experience is great to have people say, "Can I help you, sir?" And, "Oh, I wonder if you could make this up or do this." "Absolutely, no problem, sir. Would you like something else? Would you like ice in that? Would you like something else?" You know, and you're just going, "My God." And then when the service say, "Well," you'll say, thanks very much for that. And, you know, you get the usual, "Well, you're so welcome. Absolutely, not a problem." It's just, you know, it's just a fantastic experience to be treated like that for the whole of your holiday. And we can't even get that over here, you know. It's terrible. We need, our people in services over here need educated, seriously educated, need to be rubbed out and drawn in again in the American way. And I don't care where some of them are doing it purely for tips. I don't give a damn about that, because that's my service I want. And if someone's particularly nice to me and they're serving me a meal and they've been really nice at the table, I will tip them. And I'm happy to tip them because they've been so nice. And I know people might say, "But they're only being nice." No, they're not, because we came across so many people who were not in a direct line of being tipped, and they were still so damn pleasant everywhere you went. I mean, you could go into a shop, whatever shop it was, you're not necessarily going to buy. You might not spend a damn penny in the place, and you're not going to tip them, that's for sure. You know, I'm talking about maybe a clothes shop or a craft shop or any kind of shop. I mean, Harley Davidson shop, which I love over there, by the way. You're not going to tip. You might not even buy a single thing, but they're still so damn nice, and it's great, and I love it to bits. And that takes me on to the local people. And because we actually used the bus service out with the strip and travelled, we had to exchange twice, so that was three bus trips to get out to Boulder City. And we did that twice on the bus, actually, two separate days, because we love Boulder City so much. And on these buses, you meet the normal people, the people who are working on the strip, the people who are working elsewhere, the people who are just travelling about to go and visit relatives or travelling for whatever reason. We actually came across a guy who was taking his bicycle up to the top end of Henderson, which is on the side of the mountain, and not high mountain, it's just like in Scotland it would be classed as a high hill. And he did this regular, and he was going to cycle back down, which was great in the sunshine. But the point is that no matter who it was, we found them to be absolutely so friendly. I mean, we found out so many things, because not only if you said, "Is this the bus that takes us to here?" They would say, "Oh yes or no, but where you want to go and where you want to get off, and where are you from?" And then of course they recognise your accent, and they wanted to know all about Scotland. And it was just, everybody was so pleasant, so nice, and it was just a great experience. I mean, to talk to what they call the ordinary people, the native people, the people living as normal people within Las Vegas, it was just great. And we had many a long chat at the bus stops and on the buses. And them shouting to you as you got off the bus or they got off the bus, you know, really nice pleasantries to you all. And it was an absolutely great experience. And even the bus drivers who drive out with the strip are different people from those who drive on the strip. We actually sat and had a conversation with I'm going to say black because we call them black, you know, but over there they call them brown or coloured or whatever. But to us, they're black people. That's no disregard to them in any whatsoever. It's just their colour to me, you know. And but we had a great conversation with this black bus driver when we had to wait in a transfer, and he got off the bus to have a smoke, and we sat down with him. The girls stood in the shade, and we had a great blather with this guy, and he was so nice and helpful. And we just found that the demeanour of these bus drivers out with the strip were great, because they're dealing with ordinary people, just as our coach drivers are. And so they have a different nature, a different character to the ones who drive on the strip. The ones who drive on the strip, I could probably do another boo about, but it's a different experience. They're like the customs people, or the customs officials at the airport. You know, they are so regimental, you know, it's unbelievable. I mean, I almost had arguments with two or three bus drivers because of their damn hard-faced attitude to everything. I'll probably do a boo about that, a short one, because that's a different experience altogether. But in general, the people I found extremely friendly. Their demeanour was exceptional, beyond what you would expect, to be honest with you. And we found that throughout. We travelled to Arizona. The people, I mean, why should they be different? But all I'm saying is, no matter where we went, the people are so pleasant, so nice, so friendly, so helpful. I'm not saying we don't have people like this in our own country. Of course we do, but not probably universally so. It doesn't matter where we stopped, who we asked for directions, or where we asked for this or that. If we went into a bar or into a cafeteria, no matter where it was, everybody was so damn nice. And even the locals would... you know, if you were sitting at a bar having a cold drink, the locals would latch on and come over and have a great chat with you, and then you could find out more about their local history, as it were, whatever town you were in, or whatever place you were in, and they would tell you about it, and they would be glad to meet you, and it was great. So, as regarding the people experience in Las Vegas and in Arizona and wherever we went over there, was fantastic, and it really made the holiday. You can have sunshine, but if you get poor service and people are not nice to you, it can kind of waste your holiday. This was exactly the opposite. To me, it was equivalent of having this wall-to-wall sunshine weather-wise. It was equivalent of having wall-to-wall sunshine glowing from the people that we met. And that, to me, makes a holiday as much as the weather. And it certainly was for me and us a great experience. And we'll miss that friendliness. We'll miss that enthusiasm to be pleasant and to be nice back over in this country, because we are sadly missing that. So, bye for now.